Kuf Yudal Sefei. Nel Shel Batolo. A nail that has no use to Hainu Shein Sof Boy. Also Ladlikum. Because you're not allowed to light a candle that has no use. Avol Shabbos. Knesses, Loichos Shein Batolo. Ud Ladlikum. I feel the Yontif Sheini. Acha Mincha. A nail in the shul is not considered for no need. It's the covenant of the shul. You even light it at the end of the Yontif, Yontif Sheini, even after Mincha. There's a discussion about Yosei candles. Is that considered enough for the tzayich? Unless you need it also for lighting purpose. But if you need just doing it for the Yosei, the Mishnah Berurah brings Paiskim that discuss whether it's permitted or not. He says, you should really light it before Yontif. B'shas HaDchak says, maybe there's room to be Mekel, because it's also a type of mitzvah, l'kavod avosav. But if you can, you should light it before Yontif. And if you're lighting Yontif, you should light in a way that you can have some other hanah from it also. Because it's a light the fire on the oven or light up the room, whatever. I'll call upon it. If you're lighting on Yontif itself, even at the end of Yontif, it's permitted, and it's not considered ein b'zev yishum meichin l'chol. It's not considered being meichin because you have some use of it, having that light at the end of the day also. Shavrei batokosu yish mitzvah lo yisesho. You're having something good out of it at the time you're lighting it also. L'takin ha'psilis v'ashishis b'yontif ha'chamincha v'reitz l'adikim v'yon v'v'yamot v'imlav osa. But to fix up the lamps, the candelabras, at the end of Yontif, for the next day, that's already considered hachana, unless you're planning to light it on Yontif itself.